Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the Sunday night edition of Sports Overnight America. My name is Jeff Fritsch, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to reset the weekend for you, get you ready for the week ahead in the world of sports. And the trade that wasn't when we went off the air on Thursday night has been replaced by the trade that is. Antonio Brown not punished by the Pittsburgh Steelers by being sent to Buffalo, New York, to play his home games in Orchard Park, but to the Raiders, who don't really have a full-time home. It will be Las Vegas in the year 2020, but for 2019, it's very likely that they will remain in Oakland and be the Oakland Raiders one last time. They replace Amari Cooper, who they sent to the Dallas Cowboys earlier this season, and Pittsburgh gets a third and a fifth back. And generally, I would be, you know, generally the Browns fan in me would be taking victory laps over Antonio Brown being shipped out and Pittsburgh basically getting fleeced. You know, if you know enough about this game, you know that Kevin Colbert is generally a better general manager than Mike Mayock just by virtue of experience and not in the media way. But Antonio Brown will be receiving passes from Derek Carr this season as long as this trade is indeed finalized, and it should be. And I've got to admit to you folks that I've been kind of team Antonio Brown when it comes to I've been team Antonio Brown. I've watched the way that Le'Veon Bell was mistreated by that organization. I watched the way that they let Antonio Brown, kind of pull the strings, and they decided that they are Team Ben there in Pittsburgh. They are moving on from Antonio Brown, and, you know, they still have Juju Smith-Schuster, but wide receiving depth after Juju, it's not very strong there in Pittsburgh, and Jesse James could be on the move. That could be a really gutted offense. I mean, is this really the way that Ben Roethlisberger wants to spend the end of his career? Plenty going on. The Suns beat the Warriors. Boston's point streak comes to an end after 18 games, and we're going to throw it to a break. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211 of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmaier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. See associate for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now Peters is playing way off of Amari Cooper on third down and 10 off right. Derek looks left. Derek going to throw for the end zone. Caught! It is caught! Touchdown!
Ben, first and 10, shotgun snap. He's back, throws the long down the sideline, and the pass is caught against Antonio Brown, stepping into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. He just blew by the corner, and Jackson did not have a chance.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America, Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network out of San Francisco, California, just across the bay from San Francisco. Antonio Brown will be playing his home games, at least for
a year. We've got Antonio Brown playing for the Oakland Raiders, and you know it's what he wanted. It's definitely what Ben Roethlisberger wanted. I don't think that Ben Roethlisberger cared exactly where Antonio Brown went, as long as he wasn't with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think that he trusted the competency of the Pittsburgh Steelers front office not to move this guy to the Ravens, the Bengals, or the Browns. Ravens and Browns, very good fits there if it would have happened. But the AFC North tax that Baltimore or Cleveland would have had to pay in trade would have been a lot more than a third and a fifth. They're lucky they got anything. You know, he wanted to go to Oakland. If they would have released him, he would have gone to Oakland anyway. So they pick up a third and a fifth. It's basically nothing for your number one wide receiver, a guy that, you know, really made a name for himself on his own. You know, he wasn't born on third base. You know, if he got there, he hit a triple. Drafted out of Central Michigan, 195th overall in the sixth round of the 2010 NFL draft. And he's put up numbers. Not much his rookie season when the Steelers went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Green Bay Packers. Just appeared in 9 games, did not start. Caught 16 passes for 167 yards. It's a great game, but not a great rookie season. There was a fumble mixed in there as well. Kind of picked it up and played really well from 2011 on. Just just one season in 2012 when he was 24 years old. He played in 13 games, was targeted quite a bit, had 66 catches for 787 yards, a really good season by most accounts. But when you consider that that season is sandwiched between an 1,100-yard season and a 1,500-yard season, that's where you're really you're really wondering what happened in that 2012 season. But led the NFL in receiving yards in 2014 and 2017. In 2017, he also led in yards per game at about 110 per receptions. He was all over at 129, 136. And remember, Jarvis Landry has also led the league in receptions. So that's kind of a misleading stat. But needless to say, he's been targeted quite a bit by Roethlisberger. With the addition of Smith-Schuster, that that dies down a little bit. But even in his disgruntled season, where he only played 15 games because he wasn't really welcome with the team in the final game, still 104 catches for 1,297 yards and 15 touchdowns, actually a league best there as well. That's what the Oakland Raiders inherit. Now Pittsburgh could spin these draft picks, and if they got this guy in the sixth round, what could they get in the fifth round? What could they get in the third round? I think that they clearly wanted to get something rather than nothing. Antonio Brown is going where he probably would have gone as a free agent. I know the 49ers were in play, and he's from South Florida, so I would figure that the Miami Dolphins were also in play. Miami, by the way, signed former Patriots tight end Dwayne Allen, which just means that they're trying to ramp up. They're trying to compete with the New England Patriots. Talking a little bit of NFL here on Sports Overnight America. Throughout the number, 1-800-878-7529, 800-878-7529. That's how you get on the air. Anything you want to ask me, I'm game for it this evening. And, AB out of the AFC North. Le'Veon Bell, a free agent. Free agency is about to start. So there's a lot of big names out there and a lot of franchise-altering decisions on the horizon. Most likely led by Le'Veon Bell, but you have Trey Flowers, the rusher from New England, Landon Collins, who was released by the New York Giants, C.J. Mosley, Anthony Barr out of UCLA. It would behoove the Vikings to try to bring him back. Tyrann Mathieu not expected to be back with the Houston Texans after about a season there, maybe two seasons. Earl Thomas, best days of Earl Thomas are behind us. Bryce Callahan is 27 years old. Probably will not sign with the Chicago Bears. Nick Foles, not the biggest name, but probably the most important name out there, 30 years old, starting caliber quality quarterback, with a Super Bowl ring and a couple of impressive playoff runs. Adrian Amos, my co-host Monday through Thursday, Bobby Knapp, has said that he is critical. He's only 25 years old to play in the back end of that Bears secondary. That defense has got to be good enough to cover for a below average offense. And every year is different. Maybe the Bears will come out fired up. Roger Saffold, the Rams are just not going to re-sign all these guys. LaMarcus Joyner likely moving on. Roger Saffold and Ndamukong Suh, they brought in, they're bringing in Eric Weddle, which most likely means the end there. Dante Fowler Jr. Is going to likely re-sign with the Rams. So, they could be out a lot of core players from a year ago. Whitworth's going to come back. So that's something that they can be relatively happy with. Golden Tate out there on the open market. Joyner, who I've mentioned. Sheldon Richardson, the Vikings. The Vikings should bring him back, of course. Tevin Coleman from the Atlanta Falcons. I think that he just got lost in the numbers there. Teddy Bridgewater is a free agent, but the succession plan for Drew Brees has to exist. It doesn't exist right now for Tom Brady, but Sean Payton's got Teddy Bridgewater in his arsenal at the moment. I think that he is a guy that could probably start, but you know, there's this thing about distancing yourself, between your playing time in the present and taking a realistic look at what that player is going to give you in the present and in the immediate future. Teddy Bridgewater is only 26 years old. He suffered a gruesome knee injury. Minnesota decided that they were going to go all in on Kirk Cousins, so they move on from Bradford. They move on from Bridgewater. They move on from Case Keenum. And, of course, Bradford went to the Cardinals. He's no longer there. Case Keenum goes to the Denver Broncos. He's no longer there. He's going to play for the Washington Redskins next year. So this thing with Minnesota, they let go of these guys, and maybe they sold high. And even if they weren't selling, they let go of these guys before anybody really figured out that maybe you don't need a Marcus Golden's also on that list. Mark Ingram, KJ Wright from the Seattle Sea Chickens, John Sleepy Brown from the Baltimore Ravens. The free agent list goes on and on and on. We're going to throw it to a break here. Mary McMorrow will be there on the other side with your final scores in the National Basketball Association. My name is Jeff Rich. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We will be right back.
Second down, 5 from the 28. Looks over the four-man front. Arms extended, shotgun snap, quick line drive, throw it to sidearm, throw it, goes to the far side. Antonio Brown breaks a tackle on the numbers of 20. On the sideline, 15, breaks a tackle, the 10, the 5, down the far sideline, touchdown Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown, a catch and run of 28 yards. And the Steelers extend their lead early in the second quarter.
First and 10, gonna throw, down the right sideline, he's got Robinson. Touchdown, Bears! Allen Robinson led him down the right sideline. Bears have taken the lead. 9:04 to go, fourth quarter.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Here's Harden.
Leonard, oh, that is a man's jam. Kawhi Leonard to the rack.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Good evening. For Sports Byline, I'm Mary McMorrow with your final scores from the NBA. The Pistons get their fifth straight win after a 131-108 beatdown of the Bulls. Toronto ties a franchise record 21 three-pointers, goes on to turn the Heat off 125-104. Joel Embiid returned to the 76ers after being sidelined with a knee injury, gets 33 points and 12 rebounds as Philadelphia breezes past Indiana 106-89. The Pelicans' frustrations continue with their 128-116 loss to the Hawks. Mike Conley nails in 14 points in the fourth to rally the Grizzlies past the Magic 105-97. A blocked jumper at the buzzer by Chris Paul helps the Rockets soar over the Mavericks, 94-93 final there. The Timberwolves topped the Knicks, 103-92. Golden State was hoping to beat the Suns for a 19th consecutive time, but the Suns have other plans, play their hearts out and win 115-111. And the Spurs get their fifth straight win with 121-114 win over the league's best Bucks. That'll do it for the night. Now back to Sports Overnight America.
All right, thanks to Mary McMara for always keeping score. My name's Jeff Fritsch. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're also on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 211. That's the Dan Patrick radio station on the SiriusXM dial. Once again, that is Channel 211. And, of course, we're always streaming at sportsbyline.com. And LaMarcus Aldridge with a big night for the Spurs, 29-15 and two blocks. You almost forget about LMA down there because he's been generally disappointing there. But, Spurs hanging on to that eighth spot. It's just the privilege to get knocked off by the Warriors early on and get to the golf course, before it gets too hot there in the southern Texas summertime. But 121-114 over the Bucks. And, the Bucks have been losing to some less than great teams, but nobody goes 82-0 in this league. And, you can't bring it every night, but they are the one seed. I'm not so sure about any of these top seeds in the NBA on either side of the equation, especially in the East, though. I mean, I look at the East, and I look at that as a division that might – conference – that really might send its seventh seed to the conference finals. In Philadelphia and Boston, that would be really pivotal. I mean, if the season ended today, you'd have eighth-seeded San Antonio taking on Golden State, who'd be the top seed. Denver would be the two seed in the West, and the Clippers are just barely ahead of the Spurs by a half game in the standings at 38-29. I don't think that they stand as much of a chance with Denver as San Antonio does with Golden State. And I think that slim and none are the terms that you would use there. Houston currently in the third spot, they would play the sixth seeded Utah Jazz. And, it's half games that separate six from eight in the Western Conference. Oklahoma City and Portland. That's what we got a year ago, if I'm not mistaken. And Oklahoma City was pretty disappointing. I don't know that I watched this Portland team this year. I've seen them on national TV a few times. I like CJ McCollum. He's a Northeast Ohio guy. I believe in that backcourt, but I don't believe in backcourts in general outside of the Golden State Warriors. And even they need a little bit of help up front, between KD and Draymond Green. It seems like they're just kind of getting tired of being around each other. And that's why you don't see a lot of dynasties in sports, because it's just hard to maintain that level of consistency throughout. Over in the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee and Miami would be your 1-8. Toronto and Brooklyn, who's playing great basketball. would come in at the seventh seed, and they are convincingly ahead of Miami for that seventh spot. Toronto, you know, it's just a matter of they were really good for a really long time. They lost the top spot in the East, and they might be trending in the wrong direction. Brooklyn, again, playing good basketball. If I'm predicting the playoffs as they stand right now, I would pick Toronto. I would pick Brooklyn to upset Toronto in that first round, and that's more a testament to Brooklyn than it is an indictment on the second-seeded Raptors. Detroit and Indiana, I think that's a boat race for the Pacers, and I would put the Pacers all the way in the Eastern Conference Finals based on whether they play Toronto or Brooklyn, really. I think that Indiana's biggest problem would be the Bucks, and you might pencil Bucks in on that line. I'm gonna put Philadelphia over Milwaukee though, and I would have a Philadelphia Indiana Pacers Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think that's what everyone wants. Philadelphia is one of your one of your big four teams in the East, but Indiana has been. I don't want to call them a sleeping giant, but I think that they've been there. I think that they have been close. They got blown out by Milwaukee. I don't think that they match up very well with Milwaukee if Milwaukee is the team that they would end up playing in the conference finals. I don't even like Indiana over Toronto. I just don't like that matchup between the Brooklyn Nets and the Toronto Raptors. I think that that is definitely a trap series. I give Toronto more of a chance with it being a seven-game series as opposed to a five-game series, which you can steal. Hard to steal a seven-game series. You get a couple on the road, and that's what Brooklyn would have to do. Brooklyn would have to not be the North, but go up there and defeat we the North in order to advance. I like Russell. I like their core there. I think that they're. I don't want to say that they, I don't want to use the cliches basically, but I like their chemistry there in Brooklyn, and I think that they're a little bit better than their record is. Philadelphia and Boston, that's the million-dollar matchup. That's probably the best matchup the Eastern Conference could give you. Of course, that second-round potential, either team playing the Milwaukee Bucks, I think would be very intriguing. Boston, part of me just wants to not say Boston because they were so close. They were on the cusp. They couldn't get past LeBron and company in Cleveland. And now that LeBron's out of the way, the team just doesn't look as fluid as they were before. We might see a different level from Kyrie Irving. We didn't really get to see him too much in the postseason in 2018, but that's a team that's just got a lot of talent, and Brad Stevens should be able to put it together. And I don't think Danny Ainge would pull the trigger on it, but a disappointing playoff performance, it might mean the end for Brad Stevens there in Boston. I think it's very, very unlikely, especially if you think that you're going to be able to give him another year with Kyrie Irving on the floor, because you're not going to get equal value if you ship him out, and he's going to look for a way out. It sounds like Boston's just not it for him. Over in the West, Golden State, I just kind of penciled them into the NBA Finals. Houston's interesting. Denver's interesting. I think that Houston would get past Denver. Oklahoma City or Portland. I mean, Oklahoma City, I think, would give... I think it would be the most entertaining series to watch. I mean, you still have the KD and Westbrook thing. You still have to believe a little bit in Oklahoma City. There's been a lot of turnover there over the years, and they've still been there. They're not the god-awful team that Westbrook was getting triple-doubles and padding his stats for every night a year ago. I don't think that this is the one-and-done team that we saw last year. Portland is the underwhelming team, most certainly in the NBA there. But if I could look a little bit at what happened on Sunday night, talking a little NBA here on Sports Overnight America, Devin Booker and, DeAndre Ayton, Suns fans will say, he finally showed up, but it takes a while to develop. You might be a super phenom, but, DeAndre Ayton's also 19 years old, and the spark that the Phoenix Suns absolutely needed was picking up Kelly Oubre. They have got to bring him back. And if I'm Kelly Oubre, and Bobby and I have talked about this during the week, if I'm Kelly Oubre, what do I think of the Phoenix Suns? And this restricted free agency business in the NBA is it's really risky. You can't sign an offer sheet for leverage. When you sign an offer sheet, you got to be willing to go there. And you'll also have to be willing to stay where you're at for those same terms. Because you're essentially letting another team do your bidding if you're the Phoenix Suns. If, you know, if you don't sign Kelly Oubre to an extension, he has a chance to be a star here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. By the way, get me on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks. You get the Facebook page, facebook.com/Jeff Rich Talks. And right now we're talking some NBA, and I kind of want to look at some of the lottery teams that aren't the Lakers or the Cavaliers. The Lakers, I don't believe, are statistically eliminated from the playoffs just yet, but Kyrie Irving's commenting on it. We're eulogizing the Los Angeles Lakers. Those guys that are there on one-year deals aren't even going to get a playoff appearance. That's kind of sad and pathetic at the same time. Losers of five straight are the Los Angeles Lakers. And we're going to throw it to a break, and we're going to pick it up with some hockey on the other side. Mary McMorrow will have your final scores from the ice on Sunday night. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Kyrie Irving out near half court. Pull up. Crazy deep.
Oh, and he got it.
Kyrie, don't go it. Kyrie, I'm having a heart attack out here.
Look at Giannis with the one-hand throw down off the miss by Bledsoe and a foul.
Here's a pass down low to Durant. Puts it up and in on the long feed from Curry. Durant's got 32 in this game seven.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app, HomeAdvisor.com.
Marchand turns back to the backhand, gives to Bergeron. Into the final minute of overtime, Marchand scores! The Bruins win two in a row. He's sudden death.
Rego sends it back. St. Louis has won five in a row. Ryan O'Reilly, pickpocketed briefly by Arvidsson. Here comes Tarasenko. He'll bust in a chance. He scores! It's a hat trick on Star Sunday for Vladimir Tarasenko, and the Blues win it in overtime.
This is Sports Overnight America.
For Sports Byline, I'm Mary McMorrow with your final scores from the NHL. Josh Brown and Drayden Hunt net their first NHL goals, two of Florida's six goals on the night, as the Panthers pound the Red Wings 6-1. The Capitals knock one in every period to defeat the Jets 3-1. Tonight's victory marks the seventh straight win for the defending Stanley Cup champions. The Penguins end the Bruins' 19-game point streak, handing Boston its first loss in regulation since mid-January. Penguins take this one 4-2. Matthew Tkachuk gets his first career hat trick as the Flames snap a four-game losing streak with 6-3 burn of the Golden Knights. And the Kings hold off the Ducks 3-2 final in Anaheim. That'll do it for the night. Now back to Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Congratulations to Matthew Tkachuk. Had to double-check that one. I had to check, make sure that it was Matthew from the Flames and not Brady Tkachuk from the Ottawa Senators, but a little bit of pride in those guys. These are guys that came up in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Tkachuk brothers. Of course, their father, Keith, played in the early days for the Phoenix Coyotes after they'd moved from Winnipeg down to the Valley of the Sun. And, Shane Doan had his jersey retired a couple of weeks ago. Keith could not be in the house. And, it's like, dude, this is like the first retirement in the history of the Phoenix/Arizona Coyotes organization. Like, what do you have going on? Well, he had his two sons playing against each other for the first time ever on a night that the Yotes were playing the Jets and Shane Doan was having his jersey retired. So he couldn't be there, but I thought that it spoke Gospels chapters. I thought it spoke volumes anyway, that Scottsdale, Arizona, Austin Matthews, the Tkachuks, all the next generation, all those former Arizona Coyote, Winnipeg Jet bloodlines that are flowing through the NHL. The Coyotes moved here in 1996. It's 2019, so 23 years later, you got the opportunity to see these young men in action. I thought that was a pretty cool thing. I thought it was cool that Matty picked up the hat trick and the Golden Knights winning streak is over. So this stops a losing streak for the Flames. Fortunately, the Coyotes got to them before they were able to right the ship here. And, I'm looking at the playoff picture in the National Hockey League, and it's tight. And it always comes down to the end. The point system is kind of cool because it opens doors and, if you lose, you get a bunch of those shootout losses like the Florida Panthers. You end up, you end up hanging around in that wild card chase. And over in the Western Conference, Arizona just on the outside looking in at 73 points, 74 gets the Minnesota Wild in, gets the Dallas Stars in at 75. In the Pacific Division, it's Calgary, San Jose, and Las Vegas. In the Central, it is Winnipeg, Nashville, and St. Louis. And, how poetic would an Arizona-Winnipeg series be with all the history there? We haven't got, we've never gotten Browns-Ravens in the postseason. Browns have just reached the postseason once in the existence of the Baltimore Ravens. So chances are that they were not going to play each other in the postseason. Chicago looks far on the outside looking in. Colorado right there behind the Coyotes. You know, I mean, if you're scoreboard watching for, you know, for the sake of Arizona, like I am, you're watching Minnesota. You're watching the Stars. You're watching the Avalanche. Chicago a little bit back, but never count them out. On the other side, in the Eastern Conference, looking at the wild card, yeah, Carolina at 81, Columbus at 79, Montreal right there at 79, and then a few games divide or few games separate Montreal from Philadelphia. Philadelphia is not going to make the postseason. I think that most reasonable people would understand that. In the Metro, it is Washington, the Brooklyn Islanders, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And in the Atlantic, you have Toronto at 89, Boston at 93, and Tampa has already clinched at 108 points. They are just a darn good hockey team over there. And, you know, that's really all that's been clinched. We got a lot of hockey left to be played. If I'm counting the games right, we have at least 12 games for everyone. Let's see, has anyone played 71? No. So we have anywhere from 12 games to 14 games remaining on the slate for everyone. So there is basically 28 points out there. You know, of course, if you've got more than one team to jump, if you're in Chicago's shoes, not only do you have to get past Colorado and Arizona, but you've got to get past Minnesota or Dallas as well. That's just a lot of teams. That's a lot of scoreboard watching, hoping for a lot of losing that may not potentially happen. Talking a little NHL here on the Sports Overnight America program. Jeff Rich at Jeff Rich Talks on Twitter, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you get in on the action. Moving it over to Major League Baseball briefly here. Adam Jones signs a one-year deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He is not the same player that he used to be, and neither is Felix Hernandez, who will not be the opening day starter, and he's not very happy about it. This is a guy that was an icon for a long time, but Scott Servais just doesn't think that he's been pitching well this spring. And Marco Gonzalez will get the ball in the March 20th opener against the A's in Tokyo. That's 10 days away. It is 10 days away. 9 days if you're on the East Coast. We're just a little bit before midnight here in Arizona. And I'm gonna tell you, we don't change our clocks, and that's supposed to be this like awesome thing because, you know, everybody else is losing an hour, and at 1 o'clock, minute later, it's 1:01. If you're on the East Coast, at 2 o'clock, it's 2:01 a minute later. If you're on the East Coast, 1:59 becomes 1 o'clock. And, you know, that just doesn't spell good things for you. So you basically lose that hour. I'm sorry. 1 o'clock becomes 2 o'clock immediately. There is no 1:01. That hour is just vanished, vaporized, disappeared from the face of the earth. So, you know, we're just enjoying ourselves on a Saturday night in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, we had an early morning, family flying in from the Cleveland, Ohio area. And, you know, they were getting in pretty early. So I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to get a decent night of sleep. Wake up at 7:45, get ready, head down to the airport, pick up my family. And I roll out of bed, you know, at what I believe to be 7:45, hop in the shower, you know, look at the clock in the kitchen as I'm, you know, getting ready to get out the door, and it's 6:56. Because for some reason, my phone, my wife's phone, they all decided that Arizona time was going to behave like Mountain Daylight time, and our clocks jumped ahead. Should not have happened. And it shouldn't happen anywhere. I know you get that extra hour of daylight in the summer, but this thing is just weird. It's, you know, for us, it's, you know, for us in certain parts of Indiana, it is, I think Hawaii too. It is 6 months of not being synced up the same way that you are the other 6 months of the year. Now, the cool thing about it is Major League Baseball starts at 7:05 first pitch is a 4 o'clock first pitch. So you get right to the nitty gritty Monday through Friday with your sports. You don't have to You don't have to kill any time. You don't have to go to a happy hour. You don't have to wait for the games to start. You have to wait for the local games to start. And you have to wait for the West Coast games to start at, you know, at worst 7:30. I love it. I love it during the beginning of football season, too, when you have 9 a.m. kickoffs on Saturday, 10 a.m. kickoffs on Sunday, and 6 o'clock, you know, 6 a.m. kickoffs in London. West Coast, being on the West Coast clock at the right time of year is really rewarding. And Monday Night Football, that takes you to like the 1 a.m. hour in the months of September and October, that's not a thing. Those games are over at like 9, 10 o'clock at night. You can still get a decent night's sleep and be in the office at 8 a.m. the next day. You know, and you know, and they mess with you on the holidays. And we're gonna get this Election Day holiday. You know what I need? I need a Tuesday holiday. Like I need a kick in the head. So you know, you have your weekend. You go to work on Monday. Then you have this day off on Tuesday. You know, you're supposed to use it to go vote, but most people I know early vote. And my reality isn't the reality of, you know, the other, you know, 250 million registered voters in this country. I don't need Tuesday off. I like that Monday off. I don't have to call Columbus Day. I know that that's the genesis of the problem, is that we're trying to take the homage away from Christopher Columbus and everything that he represented and shift it over to a Tuesday in November. So that's two midweek holidays that we get in the month of November. You know what I enjoy most about recognized holidays is it gives you the opportunity to travel. And, you know, when I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, so I got five hours to San Diego, 5 hours to LA, 5 hours to Las Vegas, 6 over to Albuquerque. You know, it's 12 to Denver, but you know, I can fly to Hawaii on a Friday afternoon and come back Monday night. You know, that's probably not the best use of my time. It's probably not the best bang for my buck with the airfare, especially because everything's spiked up on holiday weekends anyway. What the heck am I supposed to do with a Tuesday? Go vote? Go think about who I voted for? Because I mailed my ballot in on October 15th? Short-sighted. Everything is just so short-sighted when it comes to the United States of America these days. And I'm an instant gratification guy, so you know, don't get me wrong on wanting things. But, you know, we're solving a problem that doesn't exist if we shift away from the October holiday, put it on a Monday in October and put it on a Tuesday in November. I don't know how much we're actually accomplishing. I think that we're inconveniencing people a lot more than we are helping people. March 20th, Tokyo. What happened to starting the season in Cincinnati? I know that the Reds aren't on the pillar that they used to be, especially in the days of the Big Red Machine, or even going back to the beginning of time where baseball season always started in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's not going to happen anymore. We're going to play in Tokyo again. Nobody's going to watch the games, and then the season's going to start, and it's going to be opening day, but it's not going to be the first pitch of the season because that happened in Tokyo 2 weeks before. Throw it to a break now. We'll be right back to wrap up the hour right after this. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
On a Sunday night in Phoenix, Arizona. One thing I didn't really get into was Olivier Vernon for Kevin Zeitler, blockbuster trade in the National Football League. Couple of false positives last week between Antonio Brown reportedly headed to the Buffalo Bills and Odell Beckham Jr. Being traded to the Cleveland Browns. The latter might still happen, but I'm willing to doubt it. I think that there was a trade on the table that did involve Kevin Zeitler going to the New York Giants. Olivier Vernon, not the expected return for the Cleveland Browns. Myles Garrett needs a little bit of help that Emmanuel Ogba just wasn't providing for him. This is a big edge rusher. Don't forget the Browns also picked up Kareem Hunt earlier this offseason, so they got to jump on free agency, which begins on Monday morning. Carlos Hyde goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Spencer Ware out. Obviously, Kareem Hunt no longer with the team there, so I think that that is a pretty promising signing for more so for Carlos Hyde than it is for the Chiefs. I think that you plug anybody competent back there with Patrick Mahomes and all the playmakers that they have, you can't really key on any one player. I expect Carlos Hyde after a rough season where he was traded. I mean, he did have a great game on his birthday, but was part of Cleveland Browns history, snapping their non-winning streak after 19 games, I believe it was, by beating the New York Jets on his birthday and then welcoming his first son into the world. And with that, we're going to say goodnight. Thanks for staying up and listening. Thanks to Scott on the other side of the glass, to Mary McMara for always keeping score. I'm Jeff Rich, and you've been listening to Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211. Stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.